Primum querite regnum Dei, et omnia dicientur obis dicit
January 23, 2019. Today we celebrate a feast, or we think of a very important man in Germany, a very mystical man. His name is in German Heinrich Seuse. And he's one who gives us very good advices for spiritual life. So I will leave a little bit the tradition always to bring the gospel and some meditations. I will take a word or two words from him, and I will give our translation. Man living in serenity should not always take care what he needs. He should look more for what he does not need. So Heinrich Seuse, he is maybe not very well known, but on this day we think of him. And because he's a Dominican, was living close to our community in Germany, we want to honor him because his teachings are showing that he is a very God-loving soul. And he has always to say something to human beings, especially to those who want to follow the Lord, even if they are not living in a religious order. To look to the text, often we are in danger to collect so many things. We have the joy to have them. Maybe they give us a certain kind of security. Maybe something like being at home. But Heinrich von Seuse, he knows very well, if you are very busy with those earthly things, this will take you away from the concentration to God. So his advice is really to prove what is necessary and what not to bind the heart to those things which are passing by. In a certain way, it's like a turning point how you deal with things in the world. Because we should know when we look for more things and more things, it can easily go that we want to have more and more. There's always also the danger of greed. Heinrich Seuse is using the expression of serenity. The real serenity is coming out of the trust to God. You don't follow the dynamic of negative things and are moved by this dynamic. No, you start to connect all and everything with God in the knowledge that God will do all things in the right way. So we should not misunderstand serenity, that all things are the same or you are a stoiker. No, it's also not like a natural optimistic attitude. All will be good in the end, or in a certain way you're sleepy. No, serenity comes out of a deep relationship with God and your way all to see in His way, in His light. And on this way, something is growing inside of the human being to rest in God. And then all the situations which are coming, you can overcome with this inner rest, with this inner silence, with this serenity. And when you have this serenity, you can easily decide what is important and what is not important. Also, the gift of science, of knowledge, is as a gift of the Holy Spirit, is working in us. And this wisdom shows us that the things in the world are nothing out of themselves. And therefore, it's better to cut the things, not to have so much. What can we leave? What can we let? If we are free, then we can use all the creation as a bridge to the Lord. But also the wisdom will teach us, take care that you are free to look to God and not only to His creation. Another word says from him, don't remain with anything what is not God. Well, this is a little bit similar to what Heinrich Seuser is saying. We should only enjoy the Lord, as St. Augustine said, to enjoy the Lord, but to use the things in this world. And God made in his wisdom that we remain hungry if we enjoy things which are passing by, and also it remains something like an inner emptiness. If people notice this inner emptiness, they are in danger not to realize and do the right steps for that, to look for the Lord, because this is what God is asking us. In contrast, they collect more and more. So, the advice of Heinrich Seuser, I would say it in this way. Please, don't take the things which are going too serious for you. Take them in your life. You can have a joy on them, but don't make any bindings that they are not occupying your heart. Paul says it in a certain way, similar. So living in this world and take advantage of the world, they should do as if they do not. Because the heart should only be for the Lord. God alone is enough, says Santa Teresa von Avila. And the psalm knows, only your soul comes to real rest in the Lord. So these advices of Heinrich Seuser should help us always to be concentrated on the Lord, to deepen our love to him, because this is the first commandment and the most important. So as a result, we can say, we should take care not to have so much things which are not necessary. And take care that we look not that we have safety and a certain kind to enjoy them. No. It's better just to have your life and go your life at the hand of God. Because only in him we will find the real fortune.
The communion verse we listen to says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you.
Noli emular in malignantibus, neque celaveris facientes iniquitate.